protector of Kosala, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, whether I am ordinary or not, I am only yours, O protector of Kosala. If this is true, then Tulsi's welfare is assured in all three worlds and three time periods. Dohavali, 84. Tulsi Das here addresses the Supreme Lord as Kosalapala. This means the protector of Kosala. Kosala is a land on earth made famous through the Supreme Lord and the ancestors of the Raghu dynasty, the family in which Rama appeared. Just as you need an alarm system to protect a store containing valuables during the night time, you need a powerful figure to ward off attacking enemies trying to infiltrate an important land. During ancient times, Kosala featured very pious people, who thus required a brave, capable and always ready leader to maintain that quality. Quote, heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.43. The Sanskrit word for someone who protects in this way is Kshatriya. Studying the root meaning to the terms that make up the word, we get the definition of to protect from injury. There is much more to the Kshatriya culture than just defense. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord lists the necessary qualities, yet the spirit can be found in any person, regardless of their familiarity with Vedic culture. There are brave heroes in all lands, people who risk their lives whenever called upon. The quality common amongst them is that they don't get distressed in troubling situations. It is not surprising, therefore, that when the Supreme descends to earth in a visible form, he often accepts the role of Kshatriya. He is in fact everything to everyone. There is the saying that you can't be all things to all people. It's difficult to be a good employee, a good husband, and a good father at the same time. As human beings, we are limited. God is unlimited, Ananta. Therefore, he can actually do everything for everyone. He can be the wise Brahmana who imparts wisdom specific to each class of man. He can protect the cows and support agriculture. He can do any menial task asked of him. When he appeared on earth as Sri Krishna, during his childhood he would do whatever the mothers of the town of Vrindavan would ask of him. He would sometimes fetch his father's slippers. Quote, sometimes Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends would tell Krishna, bring this article or bring that article. Sometimes they would order him to bring a wooden plank, wooden shoes or a wooden measuring pot, and Krishna, when thus ordered by the mothers, would try to bring them. Sometimes, however, as if unable to raise these things, he would touch them and stand there. Just to invite the pleasure of his relatives, he would strike his body with his arms to show that he had sufficient strength. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.11.8. Sri Rama plays the role of Kshatriya. He takes it upon himself to protect those who seek his help. It is no mistake that Tulsi Das references this aspect of the Supreme Lord in the Dohavali verse quoted above. The great poet knows that reputation is a variable, not a constant. Some people will like you and others won't. There is nothing that can be done about it. Tulsi Das says that whether he is ordinary or not, he accepts the shelter of the protector of Kosala. He has dedicated thought, word and deed to the Supreme Lord. As such, Rama will stand by holding his bow and arrow no matter where the poet goes. Tulsi Das could end up anywhere in the vast land that the three worlds cover. There is heaven, hell and the earthly region. Just as we can choose which city or country we want to live in, so the spirit soul, as part of the transmigration process, can end up practically anywhere. The destinations change through the workings of time. Time has three aspects, past, present and future. Rama protects the devotee in all time periods. How does he correct the past? This one seems a little odd. Does Rama have a time machine? Actually, through devotional service, bhakti yoga, the past gets purified. When we were in school, we likely complained about the content in class. When am I ever going to need to know this stuff? I can't see the value in learning this. Sometimes the benefit comes many years later. When a person finds the shelter of the protector of Kosala, it means that their past has led them to this ultimate destination. Therefore the past gets protected. The present becomes blissful, seen in one way through the poet's detachment. To not be so concerned with what others think of you is difficult to do, it's an advantage. Rama protects the future as well, as with the passage of time the spirit soul eventually moves on to another body. Rama ensures that time and circumstance are favorable for the devotee. The material nature is the other shelter. This isn't as kind. It doesn't protect anything, rather it only destroys. As soon as you get something, you must separate from it at some point in the future. The past might be your only sanctuary after a while. There is the saying that every saint has a past and every sinner a future. This references how things are always changing. You're never guaranteed favorable circumstances. The lone exception is devotional service, which Tulsi Das practices through glorifying the Supreme Lord. The process is so easy. Success does not rely on the reception. Whether the whole world appreciates you or not, the protector of Kaushal will always be favorable. The devotees are so dear to him, and for that reason they are protected in all three worlds and all three time periods. In closing, in whichever world to see, and considering time periods 3, even your past is cured, and future assured. Through bhakti only can this come. To have concern over reputation none. Tulsi Das from Kaushala's Lord shelter taking. Rama auspiciousness for the devotee making.